Your diagnosis, your medical chart is not your identity, and your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. With nearly 38 million members, AARP works to strengthen communities and advocate for what matters most to families. With a focus on health security, financial stability, and personal fulfillment, AARP also works for individuals in the marketplace by sparking new solutions and allowing carefully chosen high-quality products and services to carry the AARP name. As a trusted source for news and information, AARP produces the nation's largest circulation publications, AARP the Magazine and AARP Bulletin. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visiting www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome. And thanks for having us in your home. Thank you very much for listening to the show. Right before we begin, we'd like to introduce our players tonight. To my right, which we're not in the studio. That's another thing I have to tell you. We're not in the studio. The only one in the studio is Chris, which we'll be talking about it momentarily. Well, I'd like to introduce co-host Lynn Golder. Lynn, are you there?
I'm here, way to the right.
Okay.
Welcome, everybody, to the May 17, 2020 edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And to my left, he's in his home, far away, and he is no other, our co-host, David Hillebrand. David.
Hello, world. Good evening, everyone. Glad to be back, guys and gals, and missed you guys.
Hey, Dave.
I've listened in, but...
Hey, Dave. And don't forget, our producer and engineer, without him, we can't have a show. The engineer, the one that's pushing the buttons, who's in the studio, and he is no else other than Chris Shaw. Chris, you there?
Yes, sir. Trying to get right over here. I'm moving tonight.
Well, we're happy you're there. We are
live from, let's just say most of us are live, from Orlando, Florida. Three of us, David, Lynn, and myself, are in our homes. And Chris Shaw is in the studio.
Don't tell anybody.
And don't tell anybody. And let me just say to you folks, we really appreciate you listening tonight. And for those folks who are just tuning in for the first time, don't know what this is all about, this is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. And we're also on the air for all those folks with any kind of disability. If you love the show, which I hope you do, thank you for listening to the show. And also tonight, we'd like to welcome a special shout out to all the nurses out there and let's just say the folks that are caregivers and nurses that listen to the radio show. Love to call in tonight and say that you listen to the show. We'd like to give you a big shout out from all those caregivers that listen to the show every week and all the nurses that listen to the show every week. If you can call in at 407-894-1680. Let me repeat the phone number again. It's 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. If you're out there and you listen to the show, we'd love, love to hear from you, caregivers. If you are caregivers, wherever you are in the United States or Canada, if you are a nurse listening to the show, love to hear from you. We'd like to give you a big shout-out because you are the people that, thanks to you all folks on the line with this terrible, terrible virus, I call it a virus. To me, it's a disaster. It's terrible. And we appreciate you folks that are doing, let's just say, all the frontline people, especially the nurses and the caregivers, and, of course, the doctors. If you can call in, love to hear from you. I'd like to give you a big shout-out. 407-894 1680.
All right. Well, since you done opened up that phone line, are you ready to take them in?
Yeah, I'd love to hear from anybody calling in right now, if they can call in. Love to hear from people.
Let's take a trip. Go ahead. Let's take a trip over to the beautiful state of South Carolina and talk with Miss Audrey. Miss Audrey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
All is well.
Hi. Well, welcome. Thank you, Audrey. You're from South Carolina. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it, you.
Oh, no problem. I've been listening to you guys for quite some time. It's my first time actually calling in, so I'm kind of nervous.
You're kind of nervous? Well, thank you. Don't be nervous. Are you a caregiver? Are you a nurse? What are you, if I may ask you?
I'm a caregiver.
You're a caregiver. Well, thank you so much for listening to the show. And keep on listening to the show. And we appreciate you so much, work you're doing. And stay well and keep well. And love to have you. Keep on listening in South Carolina. Thank you so much.
I will. Thank you guys for doing what you do. I really appreciate listening to you guys.
Well, thank you, Audrey, for calling in. Appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Thanks, Audrey.
Thank you.
No problem. Have a good one.
Yeah, thank you so much, Audrey. Stay well. God bless you. God bless you. Take care.
God's work. He does. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Listen, I definitely want to thank, you know, got to give credit to where credit is due. During this pandemic and all the things that we got going on in our society, man, our doctors, our nurses, our nurse practitioners, our CRN, our CNAs, RNAs, OPPs, IGGs, thank y'all so much for all that you do and for putting your lives on the line, because, listen, they do got their own families that they got to go home to on a daily basis.
Right.
So, and they're willing to take the time out of their schedule to just say, to do what they love to do, and that's care for people. So, big ups to everyone that's in that nursing field, doctor field, and that's caring for other folk, our first responders, as shall we say.
And they're putting out a serious risk to themselves, you know. So, I mean, they really deserve double credit. It's incredible. It's like, you know, it's like being in the military. I'm sure when they sign up to become a nurse or a doctor or even, you know, a helper, they never expected they were going to be putting themselves on the line, you know.
Right. So with that being said, let's take our other caller all the way from the great city of Mount Dora, Florida. Mary Lou, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
All is well.
And your name is Mary Lou? Mary Lou.
Yes.
Okay. And are you a caregiver or a nurse?
I am. I'm a registered nurse.
You're a registered nurse. Well, Mary Lou, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it so much. We love you calling. Appreciate it so much.
Well, I just wanted to say, well, thank you. And I'd like to say that I also appreciate all that you do for the visually impaired. And your show is a great comfort.
Well, thank you so much, Mary Lou. Thank you. And thank you so much for listening to the radio show. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. Yes. Thank you. So that was Mary Lou from Mount Dora, Florida.
That was nice.
That was very nice from Mary Lou.
Are there any others, Chris?
Not right now, but I know I got maybe one or two that just might give us a call.
Okay.
Because we got so many people.
The reason I'm asking, Michael, I have one shout out. Perhaps David has some shout outs tonight. I have one shout out. I'd like to give a shout out to Walter from Michigan. And Walter is very active with the Lions Club in Michigan. So hello there, Walter. Maybe you'll call in and say hello. Dave, back to you.
Give a shout out after you're finished.
I was going to say I would give a shout out to all the people that are working hard at the rehab facilities and assisted living, because we went to a very special Mother's Day celebration last week for a friend of ours in an assisted living thing, and since they can't have visitors, we had a parade. People with cars, they brought the people out, and then we decorated our cars and drove past them and waved.
Isn't that something?
And waved signs and stuff like that. And the ladies and men who helped at that assisted living were so nice and so caring. And I know that they were really excited that their clients could see their families.
Wow.
It was I would like to give a shout out now to one of our folks that are helping us at times with the radio show. You folks, I'm sure, remember Miss Charlotte, who was answering the phone for a long time, Charlotte, and she's in the hospital. And the bottom line is we all wish her a speedy recovery to Charlotte.
Oh, man.
And hope God she gets well soon. And also, we're still waiting to hear, please, she gets well soon. Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie, we hope she gets well soon. So that's Maddie's in the hospital. We have a couple people that listen to the show that are in the hospital. I hope they both get well soon.
So I believe we should be in break now, Chris, and then take our guest caller just to keep us on track.
Okay, we're going to go to break. We'll be back very soon. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Ah!
We're back. Yes, we are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And love you to call in if you can. If you have a finger and you can use it, certainly hope you would love to do it. We'd love to hear from you. My phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And by the way, if you don't belong to AARP, now's the time to join up because they're looking for you. And we're looking for you to join up, too, because I'll tell you the truth. When I turned 50, I couldn't wait to join AARP. It's a great organization. It's not a political organization, but they're great for senior citizens. That's right. AARP. Remember the name? AARP. And I'll tell you something else. If you're going out to eat, a lot of times restaurants give you discounts when you say AARP. That's right. If you have a card, yep, you show it. A lot of places you get 15% discount to a lot of restaurants. A lot of restaurants. And if you're staying in hotels, they give discounts. That's right. Everyone. By the way, airlines, car rentals, AARP is the key. Remember the name, AARP. And by the way, folks, in case you don't know it, you're listening to the only commercial radio show in the country for the visually impaired and the blind community. It's the only commercial radio show in the country for the visually impaired and blind. Lynn, you are up.
Okie dokie. Well, I would like to welcome, well, we would like to welcome a longtime friend and loyal listener who now has his own podcast. And the podcast, well, let me give you his name first, and then I'll tell you the name of the podcast. We'd like to welcome back Greg Lindberg. And Greg Lindberg is the founder of the Eyes Free Sports Podcast. Welcome, Greg. Welcome back.
Welcome, Greg.
Gregory.
Hey, Greg, what's up? Michael, Dave, great to talk to you guys tonight.
Uncle Dave? Did you say Uncle Dave?
No, I was just saying Lynn, Michael, and Dave.
I can hardly hear him.
I could be Uncle Dave.
Oh, yeah. Good to talk to you, Dave.
How are you, Greg?
I can hardly hear Greg.
All right, I won't talk, so maybe if fewer of us talk, it'll sound better.
I'm doing well. Okay. I'm just like everyone else trying to survive this whole pandemic and, knock on wood, staying healthy and the family's healthy. So we're good.
You've been playing some guitar, I hope.
Oh, yeah. This has definitely given me an opportunity to learn some new songs. And I actually did a session with a couple of visually impaired friends recently on Zoom. A girl that plays piano,
cool,
and another guy who plays guitar. So the three of us all, you know, individually played a few songs each, so that was pretty.
Greg, it's Michael, yep, here. Tell us about your podcast, because a lot of folks might want to listen to your podcast.
Sure,
I do.
So,
maybe you could just yell, Greg. It's only us. You have to yell because it's hard to hear you.
Okay,
talk loud.
I'll try to speak up here.
That's better.
So, yeah, like you mentioned, Lynn, the name of the podcast is Eyes Free Sports. So it's just those three words, Eyes Free Sports. And I started it back in December is when I launched the first episode. And basically it's a podcast about sports and recreation for the blind and visually impaired. So my goal is to, you know, not only raise awareness about different sports and, you know, physical activities that the blind and visually impaired can do, but obviously just connecting people who might be interested in playing sports or, you know, just providing a resource to them through the podcast. So basically the guests, you know, I have a guest on each episode. And as far as, you know, examples of guests, I've had a few authors. One author is Andrew Leibs, who wrote a book called The Encyclopedia of Sports and Recreation for the Visually Impaired and Blind. And then I've had several, you know, athletes, blind athletes. One that I think was on this show a few years ago named Kyle Kuhn, who actually got a degree from UCF.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a blind triathlete. I mean, this guy is amazing. He's done many triathlons, which for those who don't know is, you know, swimming, running, and biking. And I think he actually set the record for, I think it was like 10 hours and 59 minutes, the shortest time for a blind triathlete to actually complete that event.
Greg, it's Michael. So tell the folks, how do they get a hold of you? Because it may not be familiar with a podcast. It's different than a radio show. Tell us, how do we get a hold of you as a podcast? Tell us how.
Sure, yeah. You can just go to eyesfreesports.com. I do have the website set up now, and that'll just take you to a list of all the episodes. Also, if you have an iPhone or any kind of, you know, iPhone or iPad, you can just get onto Apple Podcasts on the podcast app. And if you just search for Eyes Free Sports, you can listen to the podcast and subscribe through that. And then if you have the A-Lady, I don't want to say her name because I don't want to activate her, but if you do have that one device.
Oh, yeah, don't talk the name. I'm sorry.
So if you just say play the Eyes Free Sports podcast on Apple Podcasts, I know it's kind of a mouthful, but if you just
When are you on your podcast? When are you on?
So at this point, I've been releasing episodes about every 2 weeks.
Every two weeks?
The last one actually, went live yesterday.
That's what I'm saying about a podcast. Rather than having something live, a podcast is up there for a long time. So you can, just like when I do these little living room concerts on Facebook, you don't have to catch them when they're live. That's the beauty of it. They're downloaded, and you can listen to them in your spare time when you're out biking or sitting on the couch or whatever. You know, it's nice.
Oh, yeah. On-demand content.
So basically all the time, but you do it every 2 weeks. And how long is your podcast?
Each episode's probably about 30 to 40 minutes. So I try not to make
30
it
to 40
long.
Minutes. Uh-huh.
It's long enough where you get a really good piece of content and learn something and take something away from it. But it's not too long where you're like, oh, my God, I can't take this anymore. So.
That's funny.
But just some other examples of guests.
I can't wait to do it myself.
What's that?
So I can't wait to check it out myself.
Yeah.
That's why we had him come on. We wanted to have him come on and tell people about his podcast.
I've really had a lot of fun with it.
I'm not
it
very
made
good
a lot
with technology, but I think I can do that.
Yeah, it's pretty basic. I did have a girl. The latest episode is a girl who does judo and mixed martial arts. Who's just about totally blind.
It's all about sports.
Exactly, yep. I did have Enrique Olu, who is the Spanish radio broadcaster for the Tampa Bay Rays, who's been totally blind since birth. He's been the Rays Spanish announcer since they started back in the 90s. He was a guest. And then I also have the Blind Stokers Club out of San Diego. They were featured on there. So just, I'm trying to mix it up as far as variety, and there's an episode on soccer, blind soccer, that's going to be coming up. I'm hoping to do something on blind hockey, which is definitely a growing sport in this country. And it's really amazing, you know, what little adaptations can be made to pretty common sports and activities that can allow a blind or visually impaired person to participate in them.
Greg. Do you feel that you started this all because of your interest in blind baseball?
Yeah, and thanks for mentioning that. Beat baseball is definitely my favorite sport. I've gone to the Beat Baseball Association's National Beat Baseball Association World Series for the last 3 years, and it's just so much fun, just the camaraderie of being on a team with other blind individuals and just having that team spirit and, you know, working together on the field and the fun and social activities off the field. I mean, it's so powerful being involved in, you know, an organization on, you know, as part of a team like that. And I just want to say I highly recommend anyone out there, you know, who's physically capable, obviously, you know, that wants to participate in sports. I mean, there's so many opportunities out there. And then even one of the podcasts I did on just, you know, personal fitness, things you can do from home. Just simple, you know, stretching and yoga and meditation and just things, even if you're not necessarily physically able to run or move around very fast, you know, I definitely want to incorporate a lot of information about things that someone can do from home, especially now during this pandemic, you know, when it's so tough to get out. You know, there are just a lot of simple little things you can do to stay active, to keep that blood flowing, and to keep a positive mindset.
Hey,
well,
before
so
we go
for you.
Before we go any further, I got one very, very special guest caller on the phone line, and she has to come in on this phone call. I'm so sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, the beautiful Mom Lindbergh. Mom, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing great, in spite of all this mess going on in the world.
Right.
Hello? No, I'm doing great. Hello?
Hey. Mrs.
Lindbergh.
Hey, how are you?
And how are you?
I'm great. Welcome. I miss you guys.
We miss you too. It's been a long time.
I know. I hope you're all staying safe and well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm not doing well as far as quarantine, because I'm a people person.
Hey, now
I don't like to be quarantined. Pardon?
No, I don't blame you.
No, I like to be out and about. And I'm not an elbow person. I mean, I give people bear hugs. I don't hit elbows.
Right.
That's not me.
It's a difficult time, for sure.
I know. But I wanted to make sure you all were safe and doing well. But you know what I'm doing? I am actually making masks.
You're making masks. Is that right?
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm making masks. And for All Children's Hospital in St. Petersburg. Because, you know, I'm a nurse.
Oh, you're a nurse. That's right. Thank you. That's right. You're a nurse.
I'm a registered nurse. That's right.
There.
And my husband's a medical doctor. That's right. Although he retired.
Oh, okay.
No way. Really?
We have so many people listening to the show that are doctors and nurses. I forgot you're one yourself. And nurse. That's right.
Right,
you're making masks for the hospital. That's nice.
I'm making for All Children's Hospital. And we're using the material that they use to, you know, autoclave or sterilize surgical instruments with. It's kind of a plastic type material. And it's all cut out, so I just have to get my sewing machine out, which I hadn't gotten out for probably 30 years. But it's working.
Good chance.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, I forgot that you're a nurse, and all the nurses that listen to this show and all the caregivers, you're probably one of our oldest listeners as a nurse. Forgot
old?
About you.
Not old, but a long time listener.
I'm only kidding. I know. We don't use that word.
You could say
grown up.
No, I wasn't thinking about the age wise. I was thinking about how long you've been listening to radio show because you're one of our
listeners. We're dedicated, faithful listeners. I know.
Grown up would be also pushing it.
Right.
Because I remember when the husband was still a doctor when he was, you know, not retired, when he was being a doctor.
Not that long ago. He just retired.
That's right.
He just retired. He retired last year in October. And, yeah, he's sort of grateful that he did with all this going on. Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine what he'd be going through.
That's right. Because he used to come to the studio as a doctor. Remember that.
Yes. Remember that? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, now I still do. I have... you know, I was working for a company that did homemaking services. So I still help a man, Harvey, which you have met, Mr. Harvey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's 90, he'll be 94, actually.
Wow.
And he's in independent living. So I still help him as far as, you know, go grocery shopping, do cleaning for him, cooking. Of course, I've got gloves and mask on, and I'm prepared.
Well, send him our regards. Send Harvey our regards.
I will.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. And I forgot that you're a nurse.
Yeah, I'm so glad to talk to you. And
thank you so much,
Marcia,
for calling in.
Yes, you're welcome. And God bless you guys.
God bless you.
We love you.
Yeah, stay well. Stay well. God bless
you. You too. Thank you. Love you.
All righty. Good night.
And Greg?
Okay.
You still there?
Yep.
Is Greg still there?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Sorry, Greg. Hey. Really just leaving you out altogether.
Yeah. So, Greg, before we go, give your information again as far as how to get a hold of your podcast. Say your information again.
Sure. So, again, the name of the podcast is Eyes Free Sports, and you can just go to eyesfreesports.com. Or if you have Apple Podcasts, you can just search for Eyes Free Sports and subscribe to it that way. And you can tell the A lady to play the Eyes Free Sports podcast on Apple.
Yeah. The A lady. Well, you can be sure I'm signing up.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in, and stay well, and God bless you, Greg. Stay well, Greg, and God bless.
Appreciate it. Take care.
Stay well.
Keep on listening. You're going to hear David's
talk
a little bit.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, Greg.
Take care.
Thanks for calling. All right. We're going to go to break.
Bye. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to go back with David's song, and then we're going to go to trivia. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Blind and Beyond Radio Shows.
Yeah, and this phone line is blinking real hard, so we got us a couple of callers on the phone line when we come back, too.
Uh-oh, look out.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195 or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's duxsys.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Ah, 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 ah.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. And tonight, if you are a nurse or if you are a caregiver, call in. We'd love to hear from you. Wherever you're calling from, as a nurse or a caregiver, we'd love to hear from you.
Hey, Mike. Mike, listen, I got to free up the phone line some way, somehow. The phone lines are lit from A to Z. It is busy in here, Mike. We got a lot of nurses that we're giving homage to, respect to, and they are all over the country. What do you want me to do, Mike? Okay. What do you want me to do?
Okay, put the first one up first. Let's go.
All right. Well, let's talk with Patty from Orlando. Patty, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, Patty.
Hi, Patty from Orlando. How are you, Patty? Hello, from Patty. Orlando?
I'm good. How are you, Mike and Lynn?
Hi, Patty. Are you a caregiver or are you a nurse?
Am I a who or a what?
Are you a caregiver or are you a nurse?
Yes.
Yes to both. Yes to both. Oh, a nurse and a caregiver. Okay.
He does it all.
I'm a caregiver at home and I'm a nurse at work. Well, I'm a nurse to the core. So
there you go.
There you go.
You know, well, we appreciate everything that you're doing.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for listening to the radio show. Thank you so much.
Well,
we appreciate all the work you're doing.
It was really good to hear what Greg is up to and hear his mom on the radio. That was cool.
It was nice. That was a nice surprise.
We appreciate what you all are doing and what
you're doing. Well, thank you so much, Patty.
Yeah, every week.
And thank you for all the work you're doing. Thank you so much.
Feelings mutual.
Well, we love you guys a bunch. Keep it going.
Thank you much for calling in, Patty.
All right.
Thank you so much. People are listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Who's the next? Who's next?
That was Patty from Orlando. I believe we're going to go to Bakersfield, California. And let's talk with Liz. Liz, are you there?
I am. How are you guys?
Good, Liz. It's hard out here.
Your name is Liz from California?
No, Liz is from Pennsylvania.
Liz is from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, she's from Hershey, by way of Philly, by way of Pittsburgh, by way of right around the corner from us.
Okay, so Liz from Pennsylvania. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you so much for listening to the radio show. Are you a caregiver or are you a nurse?
Well, I'm a mom, so I guess that means I'm a caregiver.
That's all of the above if you're a mom.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right, so she's a nurse and a caregiver because she got to nurse every boo-boo that take place, and then she got to feed everybody that eat.
True.
I got you, Liz. See?
That's right.
Awesome. Look, mom's no best.
How are you, Liz?
I'm doing the best that I can. You know, it's kind of crazy with everything, but, you know, it's that way for everybody right now. Things are going great with Lehigh Valley Council.
This is Liz from Lehigh Valley, yes?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well. Thank you for listening to the radio show.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to know, so your organization is closed right now, obviously.
Actually, we're not.
You're not? Meeting,
we have not done in-person meetings, but we've been doing teleconference meetings each month.
Oh, nice.
We actually just had a meeting yesterday. But it's still going well. I'm actually no longer president. My term finished the end of this past year, so I'm taking a little bit of a break to finish out my senior year in college here and get things back up and going in my personal life. And then next year I'll be back and more active again. So
well, good for you. Well, keep in touch, Liz.
Keep in touch and keep on listening to the radio show.
Thank you for always sharing your post. We appreciate it.
Thank
you so much.
You stay
well.
Sending you all my love. All right.
Take care.
Thank you.
Wishing the best. Stay well. Stay well.
Thank you too, guys.
Who's next, Chris?
Bye-bye.
All right. So I don't know if I ever told you guys my story when I first started out in college. I was going to school, and the only reason I kind of went to school was because I seen a lot of ladies. That's the main reason why I kind of went to school. And in the midst of me going to school, they kept going. It was a lot of ladies migrating to this one area, and I had no idea what that area was. So I called myself signing up for some anatomy class that I had no idea what I was doing. I got myself caught up in trying to become a nurse myself and didn't know that I was trying to be a nursing major. So the teacher, I'm sitting here in the classroom because it's just I'm the only guy in this classroom, and I'm like, this is amazing. So the teacher said, son.
It wasn't so bad, was it?
Right. So the teacher told me, like, son, I don't know why you here. And I said, well, I mean, I'm here because they here. I don't know no other way to explain it to you. He said, son, you're going to fail this class, so I advise you to get out now. Then, I had to go change my major because I was studying the wrong anatomy. So that's why I got to give it up to all our nursing majors and those that are in the nursing field, because that's a lot of hard work. I fainted at the sight of blood.
Hey, you know what? We might have gone to some of the same classes. I studied some anatomy in college too.
See, listen, let's go over to Bakersfield, California, and talk with Chrissy. Chrissy, are you there?
I'm here. Are you guys there?
How you doing?
This is from Chrissy from California. How are you, Chrissy?
I'm fabulous. I'm a rehabilitation instructor, and I work for Valley Center for the Blind. It's a small nonprofit agency here in California, but my heart lays in Sumner County, out there in the villages where my parents live. And my mama told me about your wonderful radio station and about how you guys are helping out. And this is my first time listening and first time calling in. And I just want to thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you. So, are you a caregiver? Are you a nurse? If I may ask you.
Well, I'm a rehabilitation instructor, so I'm.
You're a rehabilitation instructor. I see. Okay.
Yes, sir.
See, Chris, you're my friend, because if it had not been for you, I might have not been eligible to play football again. So I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Because when my knee got blown out, you were there for me, for people like me.
Well, we hope you continue to spread the word, Christy, to everybody out there in California.
Well, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Keep on listening.
Keep on listening. Thank you so much for calling in. Stay well. God bless. Stay well.
God bless. Thank you.
Hey, Chris.
Thank you, Chrissy.
Yes, sir, Dave. I'm here.
Okay. Hey, so now we're going to go to trivia.
Nobody cares like you, Chris.
We're going to go to trivia right now. Trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. Phone number to call in for trivia is 407-894-1600. That's 407-894-1600. 1-6-8-0. This is trivia time. Who is singing this song?
This is David's song.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, the singer.
No, that's all right. That's all right. He does them backwards.
Okay.
Okay, that's mine. Sorry.
Let's go.
Oh, I did it backwards. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I got
it.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Who's singing the song? 407-894-1600. Who is singing the song?
Well, it's not a bus down to paradise. At least it's not a home. If the wind is right, you can sail away. Find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait.
Thank you. One of my favorite songs.
Wasn't this in a TV series, Cab or something?
Wasn't this what?
This was in one of those TV series. I remember hearing it on one of them TV. It wasn't Cheers.
Oh,
Yeah, no.
No, this is me driving in my 280Z with the T-top socks on.
Down on the beach, baby.
My 82ZX.
All right. That's when I first met her.
Okay, anybody calling in yet? Tell me who's singing the song. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? Trivia time.
Somebody's got to.
Oh, somebody. Yeah.
That was nice.
Thanks. All right.
Wow, cool. How many nurses have stepped up calling now?
Absolutely.
And it was also great hearing that. A nice young lady from California for the first time, a listener.
Well, I'm glad that you said that because she's back on the phone line and she said, I know it. I got it. She was the first one to hit us up. And ladies and gentlemen, Chrissy from Bakersfield, California. Chrissy, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so she.
So wait a minute. You're the first time calling. You're going to sing. You're going to get a tribute. Okay, so who do you think singing that song?
I got this. It's Christopher Cross, and he won a Grammy for it.
There you go. Yay. All righty, Chris.
Are you telling me she just won a $10 gift card from Subway? You just won a $10 gift card from Subway. That's not bad. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. How do you like that, Chris? Not bad. First-time caller calling you from California.
I love it.
And you just won a $10 gift card from Subway. How do you like that?
Congratulations. Girls gotta eat.
That's right.
Right now they have buy one, get one.
Okay, so give your information to Chris so we can send you out a gift card. Leave your information off the air and we'll send you a gift card.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, Chrissy, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right? Chrissy, hold on one moment. Don't hang up.
I won't.
And folks, for those folks who listen to the first time, like Chrissy, you can look up the Blind and Beyond radio show. Just blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's to look us up. Blind and, don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
All right, so
and
listen.
By the way, if you want to write to me, it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. What do you want, Chris?
Listen, I'm going to take a trip down to Palm Beach, Florida, and we're going to go up from Palm Beach to Canada. And let's talk with the Dynamic Duo while I get some information. We got the Dynamic Duo.
The Dynamic Duo, okay. We got somebody calling in from Canada. And where are you calling from? Who is this?
It's Christine from Jupiter and Carrie from Canada.
Hey, Carrie from Canada. How are you doing, Carrie from Canada?
Really good.
How's it going, Jupiter?
You know, I want to take the time to give a shout-out to all the people in the front lines of the pandemic, like you've been doing here, the nurses, the caregivers, you know, transit workers, restaurant people, grocery people who have helped to make our lives that much easier.
Who are you talking about? What are you talking about, Jerry? You have people in Canada?
Right.
Jerry, you mean there's other people in Canada besides yourself?
The pandemic is everywhere. It's going on up there, too.
It's called a pandemic.
I didn't know people live in Canada. People live in Canada, Jerry?
Yeah, they do.
No kidding.
Of course we do. Y'all.
That's right. Forgot the A. A, yeah. Are you there, A? Yeah, that's right.
Hey, are you there, y'all? Hey, how's it going?
So what about Jupiter? How's it going in Jupiter?
It's going fine. We had some rumbles of thunder, but nothing getting too close. And
yeah,
I, too, want to give a shout-out to the frontline workers because they are working tirelessly for the restaurant workers and the grocery workers keep us fed, the doctors and nurses and caregivers to keep us healthy and safe. And we even have the paramedics, first responders, police, firefighters to thank because I'm sure they're putting their lives on the line, too, with the pandemic.
Every day, I'm sure.
And pharmacists, let's not forget them.
Right. Yep, every day they're
working hard
for us.
That's our
shout
out. All
the people listening to the radio show at the hospitals, that's right.
Oh, yes, and care homes everywhere, and especially patients who might be in the beds in the care homes and hospitals because they can't get visited the way they'd like.
right?
That's right. That's right.
We know people they, like that, too.
Well, I hope they enjoy the show. I hope they enjoy the show. I hope they do.
Here's a question, Michael. Here's a question. If you're blind and in the hospital, you can't see people through the window. What do you do?
That would suck. That would not be good.
Well, if you can open the window and yell, that's a different story. But if you can't, you got a problem.
Yeah. I mean, I just thought about that. I wonder if that's something no one thought of.
It's a tough time. Well, I'm sure that they find ways, but it's difficult, you know, even now. So,
yeah,
you're right.
Very different.
I know someone right now, believe it or not, who's a 99-year-old woman who's not doing well. And you know why she's not doing well? Because she's in isolation, so that she won't get the corona disease. And because they have her in isolation, she's going crazy.
She's not eating.
And she's dying because of this. I'm serious. I'm not trying to be funny. They called the rabbi 3-4 days ago thinking she was dying because she wasn't eating. She was down to 85 pounds. She was like 150. She lost like 70 pounds. And the bottom line is, all because she's in isolation, they don't want her to get disease, but she's going to die from the isolation.
Oh,
wow.
A true story. It's not a joke.
There's got to be a balance, because if isolation can kill, there has to be a way. No, and there's got to be compromises, because Carrie and I have discussed this at length on our own time. Deaf people cannot lip read through the surgical masks. Sighted guide, we've all talked about that, you know, since the cows came home.
I got a question for you. Are you wearing a mask in Canada?
No. We can. We can if we want to in the bigger cities. It's mandatory. But I live in a very, very small town. It's a town of 9,000 people. When I go out, I do. You know, but it's not mandatory.
That's not mandatory. Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea you do there, probably.
But I do.
Well, you do wear a mask. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you know, those that want to do it and those that don't. But I
have a question for you. Do you have AARP in Canada? Do you have AARP in Canada?
No, there's no AARP at all. The only thing is there's seniors' benefits, but you've got to be 65.
Oh, AARP, you have to be 50.
Yeah, there is no 50-plus thing here,
mm-hmm.
to my knowledge.
Well, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it so much to both of you.
No problem.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Keep on listening to the show. Keep on listening. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Yeah, God bless. Chris, bye-bye.
God bless. Stay well to both of you.
Thank you, Michael. Top of the hour.
So we can't play Chris. We can't play David. So we'll have to play in the next hour.
We can go on the other side of the break. We can.
Okay.
Folks,
I have to tell you some good news. We just signed up. Listen to this. If you go to our website, you'll see it. It's where Lynn already posted it. Now, starting, I believe, next week on our radio show, we have Spectrum. Spectrum Communications will be part of our radio show. That's right. Spectrum. Main company is called Charter. So they'll be part of our radio show. They just signed up. We just put them on our website. Spectrum. All our studio, all the machinery, everything there, the computers, are just from Spectrum. That's right. So Spectrum is part of our studio, and we'll be talking about it in the future. So we're going to break. Right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Dance at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away.
I won't.
I didn't hear the castanets.
Here they come.
Here they go.